A strange feeling grips my mind. My dick swells in my pants. This tree. There's something unusually powerful about it. I can almost feel a sense of masculinity seeping through the cracks in the bark. No. That's impossible. But what's this feeling? Why am I getting a boner? I step closer, running my hands along the bark. I don't even feel like taking photos anymore. I just want to keep touching. I'd even strip down and rub my chest against the wood. That would be a nice, soothing scratch. A crackling noise rings out at my feet. Before I have time to register what's happening, the ground gives way. I stumble, falling onto my back as the earth suctions into a small hole between the tree roots. A sinkhole? Darkness bathes me as I tumble down the slope. Fortunately, the fall isn't long. I land on my ass, resting atop a hard, smooth floor. Dust settles, revealing something truly bizarre. This isn't a sinkhole. It's a man-made chamber, a tiny stone room hidden beneath the tree. A beam of sunlight rains down from the ceiling where I fell, but that's not the only light source. A pedestal in the room's center supports a glowing glass object. It takes a moment, but I realize it's shaped like a skull. It isn't glass either. It's dark blue crystal. The surreal object emits a hazy light that casts shadows on the brick walls. They're adorned with strange paintings of a large man surrounded by smaller men in chains. In some of the images, the servants fight in wars while the master looks on. In others, they fall on their hands and knees, kissing their owner's feet. And in other scenes, they do something far more disturbing. They kneel, masturbating while taking turns sucking the master's penis. It's an extraordinarily graphic image that makes my stomach churn. What kind of filth is this? I'm sure the archaeology professors at my university would be interested. And the skull, how is it glowing? What the fuck? I step toward the sinister object. The smooth, slender surface gleams with luxurious brilliance. It's like an enchanted diamond. The light within it sparkles and shimmers. It's a beautiful blend of dark blue and purple. Something about it is oddly soothing. It's incredible. My feet move forward while I stare into the empty eye sockets. My muscles relax, my eyes glaze over. Hello there. Dazed words leave my lips.
Hello, friend.
A voice echoes, causing me to freeze up. That voice isn't in the chamber. It's in my mind.
What?
Don't be afraid. Come closer. It's been so long since I've had company.
I inch forward, standing beside the object.
Good. Look into my light. How does it make you feel?
Warm, confused.
Touch me. Stroke my smooth surface. Form the connection.
My heart pounds while my forehead sweats. This is impossible. This feels wrong. It's gotta be a dream. But I can't think clearly. Everything is so hazy. I can barely even remember where I am. There's a sort of magnetism in the air. My body wants to get closer to this strange artifact. My hands rise while my fingers tremble. With the utmost care, I lay my palms atop the crystalline skull. A strange tingling sensation flows up my arms. It isn't unpleasant, though. It's comforting. It's a stark contrast to the skull's icy surface. My vision blurs while I begin caressing the smooth crystal. It feels nice against my skin. So delicate. So elegant.
Ah, yes. The massage. I haven't felt fingertips in centuries. I've waited so long for this.
Who are you?
My name is Arendor, and you're Dr. Mitchell Hawthorne. I know all about you now, my friend. Your touch opens your mind. I've gazed into your soul.
The deep, breathy voice seeps directly into my brain. I should be asking questions here, but I can't form any. I'm struggling to even stay conscious. I'm dizzy. Without thinking, I lift the skull from its pedestal. It casts dancing shadows on the perverse walls, servants sucking the master's cock. What would that be like? I slip the skull into my bag, shrouding the chamber in darkness. The voice in my mind goes silent while I just blink, feeling my senses return to me. That was so strange. I shouldn't tell anyone about this. They wouldn't believe me. Help! I race to the hole in the ceiling and call out. Is anyone there?
We're coming, Professor!
One of my assistants shouts. It isn't long until a rope dangles down, hoisting me to safety. It's a relief to be free from that musty tomb. The jungle air is crisp and clean in my lungs.
What was down there?
Just dirt. It was a sinkhole. I glance away. I return to camp and enter my tent, leaving my bag in the corner. Back outside, I supervise while they drill the core sample. The sun begins to set as the drilling finishes, and the sample is packed away. We gather around the campfire and eat a pre-packed meal before retiring for the night. As leader of the expedition, I've got my own tent. It's a small luxury. A jungle symphony echoes as I lie in my sleeping bag and stare at the roof. Wind rustles the ancient sentinel's leaves, emitting a dull whisper. Something stirs in my underwear. My cock. It's inflating again. Images of the skull flash through my mind. I glance at my bag in the corner. Part of me wants to grab it and toss it back down that hole, never to see it again. But another part of me is curious. Just a peek couldn't hurt. I crawl toward the bag, fumbling with the clasps and extracting the prize within. The pale blue glow fills my tent, forcing that sense of dizzy relaxation to overtake my muscles.
Yes. Come to me, Mitchell. You can feel it, can't you? I am your desire made flesh. You can feel the pull.
My hand slips between my legs, automatically fondling my growing penis. A surge of joy races up my core, causing my eyelids to flutter.
Come, let us unlock the secret of the jungle.
The skull's glow dims while I rise to my feet and exit the tent. Sexual haze clouds my mind. My horny dick twitches and squirms in my underwear, while my legs carry me into the darkness. It's like they're moving on their own. Arendor is guiding me. My body is on autopilot. I stumble while clutching the icy skull to my chest. This artifact, it's so precious, I need to keep it safe. Howls and screeches of the jungle echo around me, but they seem so distant. I feel no fear, only desire. I want to do what this being says. I want him to be pleased with me. My cock wants him to be pleased. I don't know how long I've been traveling, but my legs finally come to a halt. The skull's glow amplifies again, revealing a tall, flat stone in a small clearing. Coated in strange carvings, its surface is stained red. Something about it makes me uneasy. This is an altar. Why am I here?
Worship, Mitchell. Release your deepest yearnings. I know what you are. I know what you've hidden deep inside you.
I step forward, carefully placing the skull atop the altar. Using jerky, frenzied movements, I begin stripping down. My cock pops free as my pants fall. It bounces and sways in the warm jungle air. The tip is already slick with a lone bead of precum. Glistening in the skull's blue light, it looks like a tiny sapphire affixed to my puffy cockhead. My knees give way, sending me collapsing onto the jungle floor. Twigs and stones dig into my skin. But I don't care. My body knows what it needs. Even if my brain doesn't want to admit it. I spit into my palms and begin slathering the liquid over my cock. Waves of euphoria crash over my body, drowning me in twisted perversion. I need to touch myself. I need to hear his deep voice.
Keep touching. Yes, I can feel your pleasure.
Whoa, what are you doing to me?
I'm simply releasing what's been inside you all along. I know you felt it. I've seen your past. Back when you were young, you used to watch the older boys on the playground. When you were in college, you used to admire the student athletes from afar. You've always been drawn to strength. You've always been drawn to muscle.
Men.
That's right. Just let it all out. Show me your love for masculine power. Show me your lust.
My fists pump up and down as I stare into those dark, empty eye sockets. Foreign, arcane words pour from my lips while I jack off. It's a language unknown to mankind, but I speak as though it's my native tongue. Heat pulses through my veins. My soul is on fire. My body is a puppet on a string. Up, down, up, down. With each pump on my penis, the skull's glow intensifies. It morphs from icy blue to molten red. Tendrils of light flick off its surface. Warmth blasts my face while I stay still. It's on fire. Flames dance off the skull, growing larger and larger as I chant. I'm afraid my hair might catch fire, but I don't move. I just masturbate while the skull begins to float, rising high into the air. The tendrils of flames trace down, expanding into the silhouette of a man. Thick, powerful legs, a broad chest, arms with biceps like boulders. The body of flames coalesces into something solid, dark tan flesh. Skin creeps over the skull's surface while the eye sockets fill with sharp, dark brown eyes. The flames on top shrink, morphing into a mane of short black hair. Thick, curly horns sprout from his forehead. The sight is ghastly. It's unnatural. The flames extinguish, and the man drifts down to the altar, staring while I jack my cock for dear life. Between his legs, a thick, full erection stands proud. Squiggly veins bulge from its dark surface. The base is thick, but the cock slowly tapers up to a bright pink cock head. The shape reminds me of a volcano. Arendor, I lower my eyes in respect.
Look up at me, boy. I want to see that face.
I do as he says, meeting his harsh, frightening glare. His eyebrows are dark and bushy. His fingers are capped with long black talons. Everything about him screams aggression. He frightens me, but I can't stop touching my hard penis. No, the fear only makes him more attractive.
What are you?
Incubus.
He speaks in that deep, vibrating voice that once only existed in my mind.
A being born of desire and dreams. We live in the darkness, banished by men in times past. You, though, you're a very special human, Mitchell. You freed me from my prison. I've waited beneath that tree for so many centuries. I was waiting for a curious boy like you.
I don't understand. My cock sings with joy as I scan up and down his ripped, athletic core. He's got a thin trail of black hair leading from his belly button down into his fluffy pubes.
My kind must feed. We dine on the sexual worship of human males.
He eyes me like a cheetah stalking prey.
Feeding forges a bond. It seals our souls together. The incubus sucks life from the human, dramatically accelerating aging. It's a fair trade, though. A human thrall experiences orgasmic euphoria that can scarcely be imagined.
Sacrificing life for the perfect orgasm.
That's right. The pleasure you feel in your cock. Imagine if your entire body felt that way. Every square inch could light up when touched. You become a penis.
My mind reels, struggling to process his foul words. My cock twitches and squirms against my palms. I don't understand how any of this can be real, but there's one thing I know for certain. I need it. I need to become a penis. Arendor, master, how can I belong to you? How can I receive the bond?
You must suck my cock and drink the cursed seed. Plant it deep within you. Feel it fester and grow.
I just look up at that veiny, intimidating dick. It's so much bigger than mine. My cock is the length of a finger, while his is nearly half the length of my forearm. It oozes pure masculine authority. My mouth slowly opens. My tongue extends.
No. Before you can suck, you must tell me what you crave. I've seen it in your mind, but I want to hear it from your lips.
I hesitate, my heart pounding. I don't want to say it, but I have to. Muscles. I've always liked looking at muscles. I glance away in shame.
And what does that make you, Mitchell?
A queer. A dirty boy. A cocksucker.
That's right.
A satisfied smirk stretches across his face.
Come, suck the occult cock.
He folds his arms and steps off the altar. I crawl in the dirt like an animal, barely conscious of the scrapes and bruises on my legs. The joy in my dick is too powerful. It dispels any pain. I brace my forearms on his thick, lean thighs, savoring the intense heat of his body. Warmth radiates from his heavy ball sack. It radiates from his glorious shaft. He has the body of a real man. He's nothing like me. I'm just a small, nerdy boy. That's all I've ever been. My lips move to his base, locking into a deep, sucking kiss. His flesh smolders against my lips. My tongue flicks out, slathering his skin with saliva. He's got a bitter, burnt flavor that only makes my mouth water more. My oral cavity is lubing up for him. He's getting his human wet. A dazed moan rumbles in my chest as I begin working my way up his length. I lick and kiss, bathing his phallus in queer lubricant.
Nice and slow, I like to savor my food.
Arendor laces his talons into my hair. I creep up to his cockhead, swirling my tongue around the volcanic tip. It's already leaking a thin, spicy liquid. Demonic precum. I kiss the tip over and over, allowing it to travel a bit deeper each time. The head soon enters my mouth, marking the beginning of our dark union. That odd flavor rolls over my tongue while a sense of powerlessness overtakes me. I jack my cock with both hands, but the pleasure morphs. It flows up my core, extending into my tongue. It's as though the pleasure is exiting my body and entering Arendor's dick. He's suctioning it. He's feeding on it.
Oh, that's good.
He scratches my scalp.
Suckle like a piglet, Dr. Hawthorne.
Mmph. I do as he says, nursing on the penis while it slides to the back of my throat. The pleasure in my cock builds and builds. It pours into my tongue. It feels good to feed a man. It feels good to satisfy a man. A demon. A god. The underside of his dick twitches against my tongue, signaling his approval. I force the dick into the back of my throat, but I gag and have to pull up for air. Throat slime dribbles down my chin while I look up at my dark prince.
You're gonna need more practice if you want to take it all. Suck it, queer.
Yes, master. I descend on the dick like a true cocksucker. I swivel my head from side to side, increasing the amount of surface area I'm stimulating. I've never sucked cock before, but I'm doing what I know feels good on my own dick. I suppose this is a perk of being with another guy. We both understand cocks. I suck while he feeds. I suck while he lets out deep, breathy grunts of elation. He likes my mouth. He wants me. My heart soars, his dick triggers. The underside convulses and undulates, launching globs of hot cum into the back of my mouth. Smoky and earthy, it tastes like a puff of a cigarette. It oozes down my throat while I suckle, sending an excited shiver throughout my body. My dick detonates too. It unleashes all it's been holding back, sending globs of semen raining onto the jungle floor. I pump and guzzle while my vision blurs. Pleasure. That's all I can comprehend. I need to keep drinking. I need to keep jacking. His cum just keeps gushing. My orgasm soon dries up, but he shows no sign of slowing down. This is inhuman. I'm drinking from a fountain. Glug, glug. My dick has stopped spraying, but pleasure still fills my body. I can still detect a strange sort of ethereal energy transfer between us. He's extracting from me. This is the price for being allowed to absorb the cursed seed. Glug, glug. Glug, glug.
Drink it all down. Let my protein assimilate into your body. Your muscles will use it to grow. You'll always have me inside you. We will become one.
Grrr. Glug. 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 We continue like this for ages. I lose track of time, but it eventually winds down. My stomach is full. It's like I just ate a huge, delicious feast. But something's wrong. I pull back from his dick, letting it pop from my mouth and smack against my cheek. The world is spinning. It's like his cum was made of vodka. It's doing something to my brain.
Don't be afraid, Mitchell. This is the bond. Accept the transformation. Allow the seed to sprout within your frail mortal flesh.
It hurts. I fall onto my hands and knees, clawing at the dirt while pain races up my core. A harsh, burning sensation. It feels like a fire has ignited within me. It grows stronger and stronger, burning me from the inside. My skin pours sweat. My forearm veins bulge. There's a horrific pain in my head. It feels like someone is hammering nails into my skull.
Arrgh!
My eyes grow wild and crazed. I grip my scalp while pure, unbridled terror pulses through my veins.
Shh. You agreed to this, remember?
Arendor crouches down and begins stroking my hair.
This is how we can be together forever. This is how you can merge with your penis. Isn't that what you want?
Hurts, Master! Hurts! Tears pour down my cheeks. My body is changing. From under my hair, hard bulges form. They sprout through my skin while I tremble and cower. Larger and larger, I'm sprouting horns. He's defiled the purity of my body. His dark cum has marked me with this symbol of perversion. But the pain gradually fades, and the spikes stop their growth. I run my fingers over the bones. Unlike Arendor's horns, mine are tiny and rounded. His are long and fierce, but these are just little and cute. Why are mine different? I look up at him with watery, innocent eyes.
You aren't an incubus. You're just a bonded homo, a servant. This is a sign of our connection. You'll begin to feel it soon. The unholy addiction will take hold. You'll become obedient. You'll do anything to kneel and worship incubi cock.
So weak and tired. I collapse onto the jungle floor, barely comprehending his words.
Come. Let us return to camp.
He scoops me into his warm, hard embrace. I rest my head on his solid frame, savoring the slow, steady pounding of his heart. Confusion swirls within me, but here and now, I feel safe. I feel protected. He's just like the men I admired growing up, but he doesn't look down on me for being small and weak. He wants me to be with him. He values me. A thin smile stretches across my face as we move through the jungle. Silent like a shadow, he enters our camp and slips inside my tent. He sets me on my sleeping bag before cupping my cheek and staring into my eyes. I open my mouth to speak, but no words come out. His dark amber gaze, it makes me disassociate. I don't feel like a human being, and I suppose I'm not anymore. He's changed me. His silhouette grows fuzzy, and he begins to fade, morphing into a plume of dark smoke. My jaw drops. I gasp in shock as the gas coalesces and funnels into my open mouth. I cough and gag, but it just floods up into my nose too. It enters my ears. He's pushing himself into my fragile body. As quickly as it begins, it ends. I just lie in my tent, listening to the sound of my panicked breathing and pounding heart. But then I hear him.
You can never leave me behind, Mitchell. I'm inside you now.